Blog Talk Radio.
Take a stand, not knowing I'd lose my best friend. But I'd rather live right than in hell lift up my eyes. All God's children to stand. Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
Yeah, Lord, stand for holiness.
For holiness. Stand for righteousness.
And be counted,
and be counted among them that shall reign with Him.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
stand
hey.
With friends are called.
Oh.
Stand when you're all alone.
And believe
He shall receive His own.
Take a stand, not believing, at least some of my friends. And I'd rather live right, burn in hell, lift up my eyes. All of our children to stand, stand. Everybody saying that
you stand.
Oh, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
Amen, amen. Can you hear me now? All right. Thank you to my husband. Praise God. Amen. Looked like I was on mute. Well, you're listening to Lady D, David and Diane Ministry and Friends, and I'm here live with you on our Sunday evening. I want to welcome Blog Talk, Twitter, Skype, and all those that are listening with us. Amen. I'm so sorry. I guess I was on mute and didn't realize that happened sometime out here in Radio Land. But I just want to thank everyone. I'm going to hit it and quit it. I have a very special message the Lord has given to me about sowing and reaping. It's a very inspiring message that bless me, and I know it will bless you. Amen. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, first we want to stop and thank you for this day, for this time that you've given us, Lord God, to just be in your word and be ministered to you by your spirit. I pray for every soul that's listening, whether live or someone that's listening perhaps in our recorded archive. I ask you, bless them, use this message to inspire them, to open up their eyes, to give them an ear to hear, to give them a hunger and thirst for you, O God. We will continue to give you the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So as I said, I'm going to have a short little message. I try to get on here at least once or twice a week as the Lord leads. Amen. I know I have a busy schedule, but I don't ever want to be too busy for the Lord and his service that he's given to me. Well, let's talk about this sowing and reaping. Have you heard the old saying, you reap what you sow? You know that's the old saying. Well, I want to talk to you about this on today. Today is the father of tomorrow. Do you believe that? Think about that. Today is the father of tomorrow. Now, I want to be able to break down why I said today is the father of tomorrow. Amen. And I want you to know that this message is going to be very long. So what I'm going to be doing is taking in segments. Today I'm going to give you a short segment, and then I'm going to come back on Thursday, Lord willing, and give you more. Amen. Because there's much to be said about sowing and reaping. So as I said, today is the father of tomorrow. What we do today is the result of what we have been thinking and the way we have lived in the past. What you think? Those who act wisely today will have wisdom in the future to make wise decisions. The same is true when we come to the subject of finances. Those who save wisely today will have plenty on tomorrow. Those who spend everything they have today will have little or nothing in the future. Amen? It is a short-sighted person who thinks only of the now. Have you been that way in the past? Or maybe someone's listening. That's who you are today. You're thinking of the now, doing as little as possible. For on payday, he or she will have no way to avoid the poor quality and the small quantity of his reward. We're talking about the law of sowing and reaping. The nation of Israel, they had to learn this in a very, very personal way. Their wayward on how they acted and failure to do what God instructed them to do, often placed them in a position where they would not have his blessings. There are times when God comes in our lives and he instructs us. He tells us in advance. There's never, ever, oops, there it is with God. Never. Because he's always showing us either in his word in some kind of way trying to get your attention. The Lord gives principles in scriptures to serve as warnings and as encouragement. Warnings, there are warnings. And there are encouragements that we will learn in the Bible. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, in his word, what God states is, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, he will also reap. That's the word of God. God is not mocked. Okay, whatever a man sows, he will also reap. Every farmer, you know, a lot of food we eat come from the farm. Every farmer understands the meaning of this very important principle. What we reap is what we sow. More than we sow, and later we will, we what later than we sow. Okay, so let's look at each part of the principle to make sure we understand this full implication of what I'm trying to share with you. The principles apply to everyone. This law of sowing and reaping is not just for Christians, it's for non-Christians as well. That's a law. When there's a law in the land, that law is written. And it is written for the purpose for everyone, not just for some. This law of sowing and reaping applies to everyone, white, black, Spanish, Asian, poor, rich. This principle is irrevocable, and there is no escape, either for the believer or for the unbeliever. It is a law of life. Do you hear me? It is a law of life. Did you notice how I just shared with you in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7? Did you notice how Galatians 6 begins? It says, do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. It lies the root cause of the careless and the indulgent lifestyle of many people. They are deceived. What am I talking about? Let me try to break this thing down. And once again, I'm going to take my time. I'm just going to shoot a couple nuggets at you and come back, because this thing is so thorough. This word that I'm sharing is so rich that I want you to get the full impact of it. So when it's talking about don't be deceived, they either do not believe the truth or they think they will somehow be an exception to God's law. Don't be deceived mean, listen, do you understand that what you are sowing in your life, you will reap it? God gets so deep with this thing in the Old Testament, he was telling them that not only is it a law, and not only do I take the things you do on with your body or just whatever, take it serious, but I can let this thing pass from you to your children or to their children or their children's children to the first, second, third generation. Are you hearing me on tonight? Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. He said in his word, for whatsoever we sow, we shall reap. Now, to mark God is to turn up your nose at him. That's kind of, I heard you, but, oh, well, you know, that's what it means to be mocked. God say something, and we just like, okay, you know, it's kind of like sometimes with the younger generation these days, you know, you try to talk to them. You ever talk to someone young or someone that you know that you have wisdom to help them not repeat, not to go down that road, and they act like they hearing you, but they're ignoring you, or they're texting, or they're on their phone, or they're doing something, or their eyes are going up in their head, and what they saying is like, I really don't want to hear what you have to say. Well, this is what it's saying with don't mock God. To mock God is to turn your nose up. Oh, do I have to hear this again? And to hope to outwit. You think, sometimes people think they can outwit God, which is a foolish thought. We have 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. What does it say? It says, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that one may be recompensed for his deeds, D-E-E-D-S, his deeds in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. You know, the Bible says some of us are going to deal with what we did in this life, in the here and now, and some of us, it's going to meet us at the judgment seat. That means God was not marked. He is a God of his word. If we don't deal with what we did down here, we don't get away. Now, don't get me wrong. I ain't trying to do a boogeyman like, put a fear in you, but I do want to put a fear. I don't want to give you fear, but I do want to give you fear. I want to give you a healthy fear, the type of fear I want to give to you to understand that God is a God of his word, and every word is yea and amen. Amen. If you were required to appear before the judgment seat of Christ in the next 5 minutes, in the next 5 minutes, what kind of crop would you have to show? When I say crop, because when Jesus was giving the parable of sowing and reaping, he was pretty much talking in layman terms for them to understand, like a farmer that lays out his seeds, whatever type of seeds he's laying in the ground. It could be corn. He going to lay corn, see the seed of corn, and then he going to get corn in return. So whatever we laying down in the earth, whatever we laying down in our life, whatever we sowing in our life right now on planet earth, we will reap those things. And if we don't reap it, our children will reap them, and their children. This thing is real, folks. We reap what we sow. The fact that we reap what we sow is good news, though. Come on now. Here come the good part. Come on. I guess somebody's saying yes. The fact that we reap what we sow is good news for those who sow good habits. I'm talking about folks that listen. I've been out there long enough. I've learned, and from thus forth, this point on in my life, I'm sowing good seeds. I'm sowing good seeds, and I believe the word of God. I'm going to reap what I sow. Amen. We talk about good habits. But a frightening person, a frightening thought for those who currently are involved, if you are involved with ungodly activity such as promiscuous sexual sin, drugs, alcohol, neglect of your family, mistreatment of others in order to climb to the ladder of success, we cannot sow crabgrass. You can't sow crabgrass and expect to reap pineapples. Come on. Can we keep it real? We cannot sow disobedience to God and expect to reap his blessings. No. And I'm going to be honest. One of the reasons why, because God's not going to keep rewarding you for your disobedience, for he chastises those he loves. I'm talking about a loving God, a loving father. I know raising my two boys who are now grown men now, I'm sorry. I know in this day and time they say, ain't doing no spanking. But the Bible tells me too, spare the rod, spoil the child. So I'm not trying to get God to spoil me. I'm trying to get up out of here. I'm trying to get to heaven. So if I'm doing something in disobedience, I need God to correct me. I need God to discipline me. I need God to get me on the right path. Okay? So we cannot sow disobedience to God and expect his blessings. That would like kind of like make it seem like it's okay to continue to be disobedient. I'm just going to keep on blessing you. But yet we do have grace. But then the Bible also says, should we continue in sin because grace abounds? Don't get it twisted. Don't take advantage of God's grace and think, well, he'll forgive me. I'll just keep going again. He'll forgive me again and again. He'll forgive me. Don't play with God. Don't play with God, because you don't know when you may not make it back, or you may not, you just don't play Russian roulette with your soul. What we sow, we reap. Let us not deceive ourselves. You're not deceiving God. Let us not deceive ourselves. We will reap the harvest of
our lives. Amen? We reap more than we sow. Yes, we reap more than we sow. Why do farmers plant their seed? Why? Why do you think? Because they expect to harvest a great deal more than they sow. They put a few little seeds out there, and from those little seeds come a whoosh, a great harvest. A single seed, one seed that sprouts can yield dozens and dozens and scores, even hundreds of seeds. Multiplication. It is the same way we both sin, that we sin and righteousness. A small decision. Listen to me, listen to me. I'm talking to somebody. A small decision to do either good or bad reaps much bigger crop for either joy or sorrow. Jesus said, Jesus actually used a picture of a sprouting seed to show that when we allow God's word to produce good things in us, the results multiply. Ooh, I'm feeling this thing. Ooh, I'm feeling it. When we allow God's word to produce good things, somebody gonna catch this. God's word, his seed, sowed into your life, produce good things, results, and then multiply. I put on my Facebook page the other day, and I'm gonna be real quick because I'm gonna open up the lines. Like I said, I'm gonna continue going forward on Thursday. But I put that my cup runneth over. Goodness and mercy shall follow me. But my cup runneth over. What I was saying to God, and even those that may have been listening or watching my page, is that my cup is so full. I have need of nothing because God is supplying all my needs. I'm happy in Jesus. My cup is so overflowing. And when your cup, listen to, I'm talking to the givers out now, talking to you. When your cup is so overflowing, you know you bless when the people that's connected to you gets blessed too. My cup is overflowing. So we allow God's word to produce and multiply in us. The one on whom seed was sown on the good soil, this is a man who, what'd he do? He hears the word. This is good soil. Because two people can be hearing the word. One person heard the word and understands and then bring forth fruit. What I mean is you and I can't keep hearing the word. Once we hear it, then God's waiting for us to bring forth the fruit. He's not just giving us the word just to be hearing it to make us, you know, feel good. God gives us the word so it can bring forth fruit, fruit of understanding, fruit of growth. You are growing in the fruits of the Spirit. That's called spiritual growth. He wants us to bring it hundredfold, some 60, some 30. That's in Matthew 13:23. On the other side of this, the prophet Hosea, he describes what awaits those who choose to sow seeds of wickedness. There's something waiting. Listen, don't be thinking folks getting away. Oh, God, why don't you get them? Oh, they did me wrong. God, get them. Oh, no. Just listen, listen. God got a timing for everything. Matter of fact, you're not even supposed to curse. You're supposed to speak blessing because God is a righteous judge. Hosea described that there's something waiting for people that sow seeds of wickedness. They sow the wind and they reap the whirlwind. That's Hosea chapter 8, verse 7. I am talking about reaping what you sow. And I want to give a time for anyone that maybe want to make a very short comment, but I'm coming back Thursday, and I'm going to continue this message on we reap later than we sow. Don't be deceived. Don't mock God for whatever we sow. We shall reap. I pray that God add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his word. This is real, folks. It's real. And it also gives us the understanding that the things we do now, we are now mature enough to understand that we do it with purpose. And we understand that there's always, always a consequence to our action. And it may not, some of us think, we got away, but not so. There is a consequence. And if this is applying to you, use this as an opportunity to repent to God, to go to the Lord and repent and ask his forgiveness. Ask God's forgiveness. And he will receive your repentance. And he will give you directions on how to turn it around. But this is a message for anyone that needs to understand we reap what we sow. God bless you. I'm going to open up my mouth. And I will be coming back on Thursday because there's more to it. And there's a good ending in my story. God bless you. Okay, 217, I see you out there. God bless you. Your mic is open. God bless you.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. How are you doing? Praise God. That message was so powerful today. And I truly thank God for bringing that on today.
This is Elder Shaw out
amen.
There. God bless you.
I praise God. I want to give God, first of all praise, honor, and glory, who is the head of my life. But then I also just honor you, because truly what you do and what you labor and how you give forth the effort of doing what you do, it's definitely a blessing. Just seeing
amen.
That is
thank
a blessing.
You, sir. Thank you.
And I thank God for
thank
you, because,
God
you know,
glory,
everybody
amen.
Don't know what you do. Everybody don't know what you do in behind the, you know.
Oh.
People don't know. But, you know, I'm going to tell you. You do what you do, and I thank God for you because you are truly an example. God bless you, my
brother. Amen.
Love. Keep it strong.
Thank you, sweetheart. Amen. Okay, I see 323. You put your hand up and press 1. God bless you. Your mic is open. God bless you. You're live.
Hey, Lady D. This is Andrew calling out of L.A. Thanks for your message tonight. I always love hearing you. You speak, so I have to make sure I make time to get on for your message, and thank you for it. Reaping what you sow, big time thing that was used as a child for me growing up with my grandparents and my parents. That was very popular in our household, but I didn't really grasp a true understanding of what it truly was. And to me, what it truly means is you eventually have to face up the consequences of your actions. Amen.
That's right.
So. You know, the Bible says a man reaps what he sows, and from what I've read about it, it says the one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that sin will reap destruction. But the one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life.
Amen.
Amen. So let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. It's about not giving up and keeping that faith and reaping what you sow. So I'm looking forward to hearing part 2, and thanks for bringing the message, and we'll be on there, and you'll be on Thursday, and I'll be on Friday. So amen.
Hey, tag team. God bless you. Thank you. Amen. Well, that was Minister Andrew out there in Los Angeles holding it up. Amen. An awesome supporter. And also Elder Shaw. Well, Minister Andrew, let me put that out there. He comes 6 p.m. That's 6 p.m. Los Angeles time, West Coast, and that's 8 p.m. here in Central. And then we have Elder Shaw, who reads the Bible theatrically. It's so awesome. Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. What's that? 7 p.m. Mountain, and also 8 p.m. East Coast, but it's actually where we at. When we're 6 o'clock here, it's 4 o'clock in Los Angeles. Amen. We got all these time zones trying to keep it up. Amen. Well, listen, thank you so much. I hope everyone was blessed with that message. Amen. I will be back Thursday giving a part 2 on sowing and reaping, and I hope it inspires you as it inspired me, and it keeps us on our toes and know, hey, we're not going to deceive ourselves. We're not going to just put things out there, say things, do things, because we're going to reap what we sow. And we have God who is watching us. So let's make Daddy happy on this week that's coming ahead. God bless you all. And again, this is Lady D addressing you from David and Diane Ministry and Friends. God bless you. And we look forward to seeing you again.
This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. Kept me. Can I get a witness in here that knows about God's grace?